And after that, things got rather out of hand.
How do you mean?
We all moved in here and there was a bit of a rag.
Yippee!
It all began with Marjorie hurling a cushion at Dr. Takara.
Is not this an example of a British scrap? Is it not so that when an English lady projects a cushion at the head of a gentleman, it connotates sporting desire?
And then Rankin decided we were going to debag Arthur Wilde.
Come on, Nigel! Come on, Hubert!
Whoa.
Hey, get him off!
Get him off!
Charles always tended to overdo things when he joined in a rag.
I don't think Arthur found it at all funny.
You smashed my spectacles.
Oh, darling, you look too stupid to be believed.
Gosh, what a lovely sight. Last time I debagged Arthur was at Eton.
Yeah. God,
what a hit is the girl old scene. Music! Music! Yes. Come on, Rosamund, let's dance.
No, I'm too hot.
Oh, then it'll have to be Marjorie. Come on, Marjorie. I bet you tango quite sensationally. Oh.
I don't know if I ought to tell you about what happened after that. It seems disloyal to Uncle Hubert.
Somebody else will tell me if you don't.
I suppose that's true. Well, obviously, Uncle Hubert had been brooding about that dagger that Rankin had been given and was beginning to get rather obsessional about it.
Why don't you sell it to me, Charles? I'll give you much more for it than you deserve.
No, I can't do that, Hubert. It wouldn't be right. But I'll tell you what I will do. I'll bequeath it to you. Nigel here gets most of my possessions to remember, my lad, when I kick the bucket. Hubert is to have the dagger.
Well, for tonight, I'm going to hang it in a place of honour at the foot of the staircase. Yes.
Daddy, let's have a cocktail. There's murder to be done.
It all sounds quite excessively macabre. Can you give me an idea of where everyone was at the time immediately before the murder was committed?
I'll do the best I can. Rosamund went up first, I think.
I'm going to take my drink up with me. No one will try to murder me in my bath, I hope. And I shan't come down again until I hear voices in the hall.
And Marjorie and I followed her almost at once.
And then Tokarev and Sir Hubert.
Leaving you downstairs with Rankin and Wilde.
Shall I bathe first?
Yes, do, Nigel. It's safe enough for Charles and I to be left together. Whichever of us tried to do in the other would be accused by you as the last person to see the corpse alive. So I'll claim the bath in 10 minutes.
Arthur and I share a bathroom. It leads off to a dressing room on his side with his wife's room beyond that.
And when did Mr. Wilde go up?
About 10 minutes after me. I'd finished my bath and I heard him turning on the taps.
Charles is mixing himself yet another cocktail. No bloodshed yet, at any rate.
I shall be far too frightened to go down on my own.
Well, let's wait until Marjorie's ready and all go down together. If you don't agree, I shall know that you're the murderer.
In that case, I'll agree.
How are you getting on, Marjorie? You're going to be long.
And then the housemaid came in with the shaving water. She was very flustered and launched off into some long rigmarole as to why she'd forgotten all about it. I told her that I'd managed perfectly well without it, and at that point, all the lights went out. For a moment, we both just stood there, rooted to the spot. And then the girl made her way out and along the corridor.
What the devil's going on? The murderer hasn't wasted much time.
Remember, we've got to wait for 2 minutes so that he can get clear. I've got a luminous wristwatch, so I'll tell you when.
Well, how the devil am I expected to find a towel?
I waited until the 2 minutes were up and decided to set off downstairs.
Turn on the lights as soon as you can, for heaven's sake. I'm going to miss all the fun if I can't find my trousers.
So I struck a match and started to make my way down the staircase. I found the light switch and there was Charles, lying by the side of the gong.
We all thought it was part of the game. It wasn't until Dr. Takareff took a look at Charles that we realised he was actually dead.
Right. Thank you both very much for providing such a clear account. Well, now I should like to talk to the other guests, but I'd better have a word with Sir Hubert first. Perhaps, Mr. Bathgate, you could find out if he feels up to seeing me.